Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today we've had a NATO-Ukraine Commission meeting where we informed about the military and political situation in Ukraine and the ways out of the crisis in the east of our state. The defense ministers of the allied countries who spoke at the meeting unanimously supported Ukrainian authorities, Ukrainian armed forces, and security forces engaged into anti-terrorist operation in the east of Ukraine, as well as congratulated Ukrainian nation with the legitimately elected Ukrainian President and Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. And I'm ready to answer your questions. What assistance and support from NATO you are going to get, specifically besides words of support? And the second question, Deputy Chief of the Administration of the President blamed your deputy for some abuse of his office. First of all, I should emphasize that Ukraine has been cooperating with NATO for quite a long time. We have been, Ukrainian military participate in many activities and many operations of the alliance, including stabilization forces. That's why Ukrainian military are well known at the NATO headquarters, as well as well known to the allies. That's why a discussion with my colleagues, with defense ministers, was very pragmatic. It was very practically oriented. And the assistance is in full progress. In particular, we received assistance from France, Poland, the United States, as well, United Kingdom, and also assistance is coming from other allies. There is a very long list of items about anyone can be blamed, but this could be legitimate only if it is proven by the investigation, by the court, but so far there is no information available.
Will be
оголошення, брифінг буде розміщений на веб-сторінці двома мовами. Я українською і англійською буде розміщений на сторінці НАТО. По одному запитанню від особи, будь ласка. Чи ви просили якусь зброю у членів Альянсу, скажімо, протиповітряну зброю? І яку допомогу вам будуть надавати? Чи будуть надавати несмертельну зброю, чи щось таке? Зможете пояснити? At the moment, we are talking only about non-lethal weapons, and the assistance which we receive is like non-lethal weapons.
Yes, David Brands.
David Brands is Reuters. Є інформація про те, що два українські гелікоптери були збиті сепаратистами. Мені цікаво, чи ви знаєте про цю інформацію?
Є таку інформацію?
So far, I haven't got such information. I know that the operation is in progress, but I don't have such information. Радіо Європа, Радіо Свобода, Українська служба нам сказали, що делегація фахівців НАТО приїжджає зараз в Україну, оцінюючи
спроможність українських збройних сил отримати допомогу. Чи не могли би пояснити, що це означає? Як вони будуть оцінювати, що Україні потрібна допомога і в якому сенсі, як це буде робитися?
Поки.
At the moment, I don't have such information, and maybe you give me more details. But this is for the first time I hear something like this. With your permission, I will add to the answering to this question. Probably, it's about the next group of NATO experts who have arrived to Kyiv. What do they do there? We realized, and armed forces realized that without any profound reforms, will not be able to defend national interests of the state by the armed forces. That's why, in order to move forward, we have to conduct the total review of what we do have and what we do want, and only then we'll be able to define what assistance we need in a month and what assistance we'll need in a year.
News agency UNIAN, Ukrainian news agency. Minister, I would like to come back to Commission NATO Ukraine Commission. I'm interested in what
Комісія Україна НАТО. Які запитання вам поставили ваші колеги, міністри оборони інших
засідань? Без преси.
In fact, I made a brief presentation on the current situation in the east of Ukraine. I described the situation, made conclusions on the basis of assessment, and informed colleagues about practical steps taken by the Anti-Terrorist Operation Command aimed at extermination of criminal groups in the east of Ukraine. And the reaction of the defense ministers, and 21 ministers spoke to the events happening in Ukraine, was in a sort of supporting activities and actions of Ukrainian authorities, anti-terrorist operation, and all ministers congratulated Ukrainian nation, Ukrainian armed forces, with legitimately elected president.
Кобилик Вікадзе, Грузинська служба Радіо Свобода. Минулого тижня була інформація про чеченців та інших північно-кавказьких бойовиків з боку сепаратистів в Луганську, Донецьку, на сході України. Чи ця інформація була доведена? Є докази якісь того, що там є терористи з північного кавказького регіону, можливо, з якихось інших регіонів Росії?
There is quite a lot of evidence, and we see this evidence every day on our national television. Our servicemen get prisoners, and recently you saw interview by Ramzan Kadyrov standing nearby to so-called journalists who were arrested or detained with a man pad nearby Kramatorsk. This is another proof. Another proof, a huge number of dead bodies which were delivered from Ukraine to the territory of Russian Federation, as well as threats from some leaders in Russia that they would take revenge for Russian soldiers being killed in Ukraine. And there are lots of such cases. They have been documented, and everything will be used during the court litigation, which will be started by our state against those who started this war on its territory, non-declared war.
Exchange with NATO and Israel.
Це обмін інформаційної і розвідувальної інформації між Україною і НАТО, і чи якась співпраця в сфері розвідки. Я маю на увазі в контексті ситуації на сході України.
We have enough information and enough capabilities to get objective intelligence information for us to be able well-informed decisions in order to successfully fulfill anti-terrorist operations. We didn't receive such information from NATO.
Питання, а ваше бачення, коли можливо?
What would be your vision when anti-terrorist operation may be completed? And what do you think about introduction of martial law? About completion of the anti-terrorist operation. You should understand that this is quite a complicated operation which is conducted at the area populated by 5 million of civilians, civilian residents, and the tragedy and complexity of this operation is caused by the fact by Ukrainian authorities ordered the participants of the anti-terrorist operation that no civilian person should suffer as a result of that operation. It is extremely difficult to conduct all these operations, and I should tell you, the commanders of the anti-terrorist operation give commands to liquidate some groups if they are absolutely sure that there are no hostages or civilians at the place which is subject to the operation. The authorities, the commanders of the anti-terrorist operation define certain stages of the operation. The operation is going according to the plan. And we have all the grounds to say that anti-terrorist operation will be successful. And we will conduct it within the time frame defined by the authorities of the state, fulfilling all the tasks which we face. Martial law, it's also not a prerogative of military forces. This should be the political will of the authorities. If they decide this, we will do this. Internet publication Хвиля. Yesterday there was a big fight nearby Luhansk. Ukrainian border guards fought with some hundreds of terrorists. And yesterday Selezhnev declared that anti-terrorist operation provided a lot of assistance, but the fight finished. But this morning there was information that in reality there was no assistance. And the border guards were left alone against those terrorists, and now the situation is developing in a way that there is another hit on this border guard point is quite possible. The question is when this mess will come to an end, when your speakers don't tell the truth, or they tell the truth and we don't get enough information. First, I would like you to speak in a more correct manner. Yes, yesterday the Luhansk border guard directorate personnel was repelling not even a storm. They didn't storm the territory. They were fighting against just shooting. There was definitely assistance shown by television, by the way. Aviation, two fighter planes conducted 9 sorties to that place. During these sorties, they hit the territory around that border guard station, as well as vehicles coming to assistance of separatists. There was 3 trucks hit by these fighters. Also, there were 4 Mi-24 attack helicopters operating there. What do you mean by the assistance? I don't understand what you say, because the anti-terrorist forces, first of all, I should say that the border guard unit
is surrounded by separatists. There are only two airborne companies located on the Luhansk airport territory, and they are protecting this territory of the airport. And there was no need to assist them with some other forces, because after the strikes which I mentioned, because the strikes were also aimed at checkpoints of bandits on the road Luhansk, Stanichna, Luhansk, and these three checkpoints were completely destroyed, which also helped the border guards. That's why what you told us about is not true. In fact, as professional military, I can tell you that everything is done correctly, and it will lead to a success. A lot of information. There was a lot of information. You see that National Guards have their own tasks, and I know about everything which is happening in the process of anti-terrorist operation, and there was no decision about National Guards. There are people spreading rumors about National Guard the same way as about the right sector. These rumors are spread special to intimidate local population, and nobody sent National Guards there. They have different tasks to do.
See.
Minuskal is Danskoy. Я ханці новин. Зараз є дві групи спостерігачів ОБСЄ захоплені на сході України. У нас не зрозуміло, чи є якийсь контакт з людьми, які захопили ці групи. У вас є якась інформація про це? I'm the head of the Defense Ministry. Yes, together with the Foreign Ministry, we get information. I know in which hotel those people stayed and which route they moved, because when the Foreign Ministry requested our assistance, we did everything possible to provide for security of OSCE personnel who work in this area. But I must tell you that I always present at all meetings, and the authorities of our country told the OSCE authorities that there was no need. They should not send these people to Donetsk in particular. Unfortunately, OSCE didn't listen to our advice, and they sent their people to that dangerous territory. And we know what is the result of that.
Brooke Signer.
Так, Брок Сигнер, Джейнс, Дефенс Уикли. Как вищий військовий керівник вашої країни, ви знаєте, які військові спроможності є у вашої країни, а яких у вас немає. Не говорячи про нелетальну пропозицію, там нелетальні зброї від Франції, Польщі, інших країн, які вам зараз, на вашу думку, негайно потрібні серйозні військові сили і засоби для того, щоб захистити свою країну? I must tell you that we today received the most important, the total support of the whole alliance. As I told you, 21 ministers spoke and all supported us. It is very important for us. Our country has necessary capabilities to defend the country. We do have it, and we using this potential to full extent. Yes, we have some problems with some air defense systems, intelligence, and communication equipment. All the rest we do have, and we used all these to fully. We use this fully.
Вадим Круті, військовий.
Вадим Круті, military journalist. In mass media, there is information that Russians may use aircraft which they captured in Crimea for provocations. Do you have any idea what provocation those could be?
Твердити.
Yes, I must agree with this. I verify this. This really takes place at the moment on the territory of Crimea, in particular on in Belbek Air Base. There are Su-29 aircraft which are combat ready. And according to our negotiations with Russian Federation, we are to get them back, to bring them back to Ukraine, and only 9 aircraft stay there. These aircraft are marked with Ukrainian national signs, and this night we got information that these aircraft are being actively prepared for provocative sorties in order to bomb civilian population and to alert Ukrainian armed forces in killing, I'm sorry, these are aircraft MiG-29, not SU, and hitting civilian population. Yes, and the reaction of our mass media was very correct. So the Russians should understand that we know about this. This is very important to inform all the world about this possible provocation. Minister, Ukraine, together with NATO, planned for 2014 a number of large-scale exercises like Rapid Trident, Sea Breeze, and so on. What is the destiny of these maneuvers, of these exercises? And another question, what tasks will be given to the battalion, in joint battalion, Ukrainian, Polish, Lithuanian? Ukrainian parliament approved multinational exercises, including 2 exercises with the United States, also, which you've just mentioned. We are preparing to these exercises. Funds have been allocated, and we're going to conduct these exercises the second half of this year in Ukraine. Ukraine has not refused any activity of our troops in terms of peacekeeping operations. We are participating in all these activities fully. You have a little bit incorrect information. Yes, there is a resolution by the Cabinet of Ministers, and I'm to sign an agreement between Ukraine, Poland, and Lithuania on setting up a Ukrainian, Polish, Lithuanian brigade. It is very important step, and I have already talked to my colleagues from Poland and Lithuania, and we agreed that this document is going to be ratified on the 18th of June this year. Minister, whether during today's meeting you were asked about possibility of a referendum in Ukraine initiated by Tymoshenko on accession to NATO. No, there was no such a question asked to me. As acting defense minister of Ukraine, the fact that I am here shows that our country is interested in cooperation with NATO, definitely. Do we understand each other?
Владимир Добровольский, РИА Новости.
Владимир Добровольский, РИА Новости. Do you have any information about the number of peaceful residents who were killed during the operation and about the losses on both sides? Don't have any information on the number of peaceful citizens who died, at least from the anti-terrorist forces fire. There is no proven fact that they killed any peaceful citizen. Unfortunately, from our side, beginning with Crimea, when 2 military servicemen died, in total, we lost 42 persons. I mean, armed forces. 42 persons died, were killed.
Microphone. button.
Yes. Yeah, okay, now.
Пане міністр, зараз є тенденція в новому українському уряді, що ряд грузинських успішних реформаторів запрошені допомагати в плані реформування. Чи ви плануєте запросити грузинських реформаторів військових до своєї команди?
Що поважаю.
I respect very much Republic of Georgia very much, and I respect the armed forces of this country, but we have enough our own reformers to fulfill all the tasks. Thank you.